This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 161, recorded on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. New Year. Screwed the pooch on the 10 days of podcasting Christmas, whatever. But, yeah, bygones. I am recording in the car again, and I think I'm going to give car recording a whirl again for a while. It's just a good, there's a lot going on. Got a little baby in the house. She's awesome. My, granddaughter, but you know, the house can get busy. Things are going on. I'm trying to schedule blah, blah, blah. Doesn't always happen. Plus Charlotte and I believe on the last podcast, I announced our new podcast together. His and Her Geekery, which we haven't recorded an episode of that yet either. Awesome. I'll put a link in the show notes anyway, because we're planning on doing one very soon. But anyway, that's going to take up a slot somewhere for us to find the time to do that. So this drive back and forth, either one way or the other, actually seems like a pretty good opportunity to do a podcast. I just got, and it kind of brought it to my mind, I've just been through what was easily the worst traffic stoppage delay of my driving back and forth. And it was such a bad one. It was a jackknife tractor trailer on 85, they closed 85. So they were detouring people off. You know, we were stuck in a backup, you know, and once you start detouring people off of the interstate, you know, that backup becomes horrific immediately. So I was stuck in that for over an hour. Gosh, I think about an hour and a half. Then we finally got off the interstate and all trundled along with, you know, every tractor trailer that had been on the interstate for several miles of surface roads and then trundled where we got back on. It was rough. That's the worst delay I've been in a long time. And that would have been a delay if I'd lived anywhere in the suburbs of Atlanta. That would have been a horrible delay because it was a bad, you know, bad news once you're closing the interstate. Bad juju. Of course, the problem is I still got several hours left. that was probably one third of the way into my drive. So not good, but that doesn't have, that's worst, easily the worst that's ever been. But it just got me thinking about using the drive for the podcast again. And I think I'm going to do that. Well, we'll go with right now. Just a couple little interesting things that have come up recently. And I may do some, I'm trying to figure out how to get the blog maybe moving a little again, get the podcast on a more regular basis. I've been playing around a little bit with YouTube. I've even got some YouTube channels to separate some stuff. May do something with gaming, may do something with shooting, may do just some other regular stuff, but we'll see how that goes. But anyway, with the podcast, like right now, I've got just got a couple of kind of nerdy things that have been on. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I do. It's nerdy. So a couple of nerdy things that have been on the mind recently that I thought I would talk about. First is a little Windows tablet and just how mind-blowing all, just the whole, you know, the grand march of you know, electronics of, you know, of which law? Crap. I'm drawing a blank on the transistors double every 18 months. Just the grand march of computing power. And occasionally you don't get off the boat. You just kind of aren't paying because the boat's going, but you're just not paying attention to the boat for a little while. And a couple generations go by and we're into that mode where, you know, there's one point where, you know, doubling is tricky, you know, cause when you double 2 to 4, it's like when you double 4 to 8, but you go a few more generations and you're doubling 256 to 512 and that's starting to look interesting. And you go a few more generations past that, you know, and you're doubling, you know, 1 million to 2 million plus, you know, I'm rounding those, but, and then 2 million bumps to 4 million. And it's like, you know, that's, you know, we went from, you know, low numbered megahertz processors into gigahertz processors. And if you weren't like paying attention to computers pretty carefully, you know, that stuff almost happened so fast that you didn't even realize it was happening. And we're starting to get into that curve with a lot of interesting stuff now. You know, we've got little computers, we've got tablets. And I remember with a friend of mine talking about gaming on tablets a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And he had a, at the time, pretty new Samsung, one of the Galaxy tablets, and kind of game experience. And, you know, obviously these are Android tablets and stuff has to be written directly to them and everything. And thought about that conversation we had several times, and a couple of years have gone on. And, well, I was in, so probably 2 weeks ago, I was in Office Depot. I just had to pick up printer cartridge ink, or printer, you know, ink cartridges. And I noticed that they had a, I was going to get, ink cartridges they get you on. I'm trying to get the black, get the extended cartridge. I do, one good thing is the printer I have is very good with the ink. It's like one of the lowest per page. It's a Brother. It's, I got it. I got looked up on Wirecutter. It was like the Wirecutter recommended inkjet printer. If you needed color, like their recommended black and white printer is a laser printer because of the cost per page is even quite a bit lower. I think like half of what this one is. But this Brother or something or another is, or no, it's an HP OfficeJet something or another is, but was at the time the best. Per page inkjet printer, so we got that. But ran out of ink, had to go get one. The extended cartridge, black cartridge was like $50 or $45 or something like that. And I noticed they had a little thing up that said if you spent like $75 on ink, that you got like a $15 Office Depot card. And I was like, well, it's not like we're not going through. Yeah, I don't print a lot, but Charlotte prints a reasonable amount, and so does my my daughter, Savannah. So I was like, we'll use them. So I bought two cartridges, which meant I was going to get a gift card. And I'm wandering through the since I'm in the store, I wander through. I don't go through technology stores nearly as often as I used to. You just wander around and see what's there, but it still does happen. So I was there, and I walked through the laptop / tablet / Chromebook, they're kind of all merging together area. They had this little Windows tablet, but it came with Windows Trio. I think the specific model may be Office Depot centric or specific. It may be one of those deals where they only do the specific model number for a particular seller. But it's like the Windows Trio 10.1 Pro or something like that. So it's a little Windows tablet, but comes with a keyboard and everything. And remember, unlike iOS or Android, Microsoft decided to go with it's one operating system. So you pull this tablet off the keyboard and it switches into its little mobile mode where it basically looks like a tablet, big fat buttons and everything. But you plug this thing into the keyboard and it's a little Windows 10 laptop. Very little. Constrained, to 2 gigs of memory. It's 32-bit system, so 2 gigs of memory. There's constraints. Once you put an SD card in it, supposedly the max size is, there's 32 gigs of internal memory. I put a 32-gig card in it, which is what it says it supports. I'm actually going to probably try a bigger card at some point. But so I look at this thing and I'm kind of intrigued, and it's normally basically $200. It was on sale for $170, and then I had this gift card, which makes it like $155. I didn't even think about it for me. I thought about it for Charlotte. She had been looking for, she had almost pulled the trigger a couple times on a, she was going to get a Chromebook, but the reason that she wanted, and I have an old Chromebook, one of the original ones. But the reason she wanted a really light computer to carry with her to use occasionally when we're out. And it turns out she really kind of has to have either a high-end Android. She needed something that supported Office. And Office is actually supported on Android now, but not on Chromebooks, I don't think. I think it's on Android. So it would be either an Android tablet with a... So, like, I was looking at the Pixel, but that thing's like, what is it, $500 or $600? Maybe $750 in a reasonable setup, And I had been thinking about getting that for it because it's very small, very petite. And it would support what she needed, because some of the classes she's working with and stuff like that, they use Office documents. So I took a picture of this thing and I took it home and I was like, look at this thing. It's like really tiny. It comes apart. It's a tablet. It supports Word. She was interested. So we, I think either that day or the next day, went back up to Office Depot and she took a look at it. And I asked her, and she's like, do they have any? And I was like, check. They had one in stock. So I bought it. Used the gift card, $155. And at that point, that is so cheap that even if this thing only lasts for a year, you know, we're going to get the use out of it. And then it brought me back. So Charlotte has it. She's setting everything up. I put the little card in it and everything. And she really likes it. And she's like, hey, can I put the Hearthstone, like Blizzard Battle.net client on here? And I'm like, yeah, it should have space for Hearthstone. You know, it's not, you probably can't play World of Warcraft on it. I mean, it probably would support World of Warcraft, but I think the install is too big for it. That's part of the reason I'm interested in seeing what size of SD micro SD card it really supports. But Hearthstone, not that big of an install. So she put the Hearthstone client on there and ran it, and it works fine. She's playing Hearthstone like no problem on this thing. Now, admittedly, Hearthstone also runs on Android tablets, you know, high-end Android tablets. But still, that's, you know, this is basically, this is the 32-bit, like same version she runs on her higher-end PC. And this thing is, you know, obviously an SSD because it's literally micro SD. So the response time from the storage is good and everything. So I looked at it, and that's when the thing that my buddy Roy and I had talked about, the gaming tablet from a few years back, came up. And I'm like, holy crap. I mean, it's not completely there. This thing still has, you know, some restrictions and some disadvantages, but I like it. So I went back to get one myself, and of course they were out of stock. They were still on sale, but they were out of stock. But I could get it. They would order it online and ship it. So I got it last week, and I've got mine set up, and it's going. So it's going with me my first trip. It's first trip to Atlanta, as I want to show it to Roy. I mean, this thing is, you know, for what it is and for the price it is pretty amazing. You know, I can put my VPN client for work on there. I've got the installer on there. I haven't put it on there yet. VPN clients make me a little crazy because they're like messing with the networking stack and stuff. That being said, I've got it on my main machine and I've had it on there for years now. And you know, obviously that's how I do most of my work away from home or away from work. So I want to try that out. And that's because to be able to carry a tablet and do anything I need to for work, that's pretty like just crazy. It's kind of blowing my mind that it's going to work. So, but it appears that I'm going to check it out. Heck, you know, it's almost to the point where if I couldn't get, and I don't really see any reason why I wouldn't be able to, but if I couldn't get all of my personal stuff that I wanted and all of my work stuff that I wanted onto one SD card, I would almost just get another one and it would be my work one. 107. This thing appears to be kind of on perpetual sale now. And again, you know, where time marches on. Yeah, you know, the next generation of these things are going to be even more, even more capable. And it's interesting, you know, a lot of the podcasts I listen to are talking about, you know, how the tablet is kind of morphing into the future of computing and how, you know, Microsoft is in a weird way has missed the boat because, you know, their OS doesn't change across platforms. But for me, it may not be a bad idea because I'm in that generation of people that will probably always want the command line. I always work best with a keyboard. And this keyboard sucks, don't get me wrong. It's not, you know, it's smaller than normal. It's not really touch typeable. But it's way better than not having a keyboard at all. You know, also for like my stepmom, I actually didn't have it with me. I didn't have a chance to show it to her, but I showed her a picture of it because she's using like an old, she's, you know, grew up, well, she was old by the time she started using computers, but she's really more of a PC user, a laptop user than a tablet user. You know, if she had never gone into laptops, she would probably be tablet only and only want a tablet. But she had laptops for long enough that's probably her comfort zone is the tablet. And she's got this old, I mean, it's okay, but I'm willing to, it's an old HP laptop, you know, with like a battery that's dying and all the, you know, the classic laptop stuff. And I'm willing to bet that this little $170 tablet laptop is probably a more capable computer than that. I haven't even bothered looking at how much memory she has in it, but I would be surprised if it's over 2 gig. And it's, you know, even tinier. And she doesn't touch type, so it doesn't matter. Like, tap it out the keys. And I may very well get her one of these for Christmas or Mother's Day or something and just send it to her. It's amazing. So, time marches on with the computer stuff. And so that's a cool, nerdy thing that I am playing with right now. And I'm pretty pleased with so far. I've got the GOG client. Like, I think it's Grand Old Games. That's like Steam, but it started out, the way I understand, I may have this not precisely right, but it started out with older games. Had the same idea as Steam. You buy these games online digitally. Going to GOG's shticks is no DRM, so the games, you just download the games and they're there. There's no DRM, there's no requirement to be online to play your games and stuff like that. They have recently have in beta now a client, I forget what they call it. It's the GOG client. It's similar to the Steam client, except, again, so it keeps your games up to date if you want it to. It has some cool features like a rollback capability. Because with some of these older games, they're actually patched almost by, some of them are patched by the community. You know, there were problems with the game, and the game never really fixed it. And community people have modded the game and patched it. And sometimes that's actually what GOG is supporting, but then sometimes those patches break or whatever, and so you actually have the capability of rolling back to an earlier version of the game with the little client, which sounds cool. They do carry newer games now as well. They've kind of morphed away from just the old games, but for me, I have these GOG games that I've gotten either on sales or maybe Humble Bundles. I don't know. I have like 15 games in my GOG library. And so I've already installed a couple of them on that little tablet. And, you know, the thing is, it's, it has a constrained storage, but these are, you know, some of them are 10-year-old games that are still pretty cool. And, you know, 10 years ago, games were much smaller than they are today because nobody had, you know, this little tablet is probably faster than the, in fact, I'm almost certain it is faster than the machine I had 10 years ago. So all is well. I mean, I remember, you know, in 2 gig. I don't remember when I got 2 gig. It may have been 10 years ago. But I also remember when I had to, for a game, go from 2 meg to 4 meg. At costing me, I think, $200 or maybe $400. Either $200 or $400. I think it was for Sim Earth. It was one of the Sim games. Or Sim Life. I think it was for Sim Life. I didn't have enough memory to play it. And so it cost me like four times as much as the game. I had to go back to the store and get 2 more mega memory. That was like I was going to say late 80s, but that was early 90s. That was probably like 92. Probably 92-ish, something like that. Anyway, now I'm digressing, but I'm excited about this tablet. I will let you know how it goes. And then the other thing is got a little project I'm working on for my... We have a number of LIFX programmable Wi-Fi light bulbs in the house. The LIFX bulbs don't require a hub. That's one of the reasons I like them. They actually have the Wi-Fi built into the bulb itself. You know, and it's like dim, you know, brightness, dimness, also colors. There are LIFX bulbs that are white only. You know, you just turn on and off and you can dim them, but these are the ones that will do basically any color of the rainbow. You can turn them orange or purple or deep blue or whatever you want. And they have pretty good integration with Alexa, which we have. So, you know, like there are several lights in our house now that we almost completely, you know, control using Alexa and Amazon Echo. And there is a pretty good API that works through their website, which is obviously what Alexa uses to talk to the bulbs and everything. But there's also a local LAN protocol that's UDP packets. And I had read some articles probably 6 or 7 months ago or maybe, yeah, because I think I've had those bulbs about a year, so about 6 or 7 months ago, about controlling those via Python. And I've got little, well, I've got Raspberry Pis, and then I've also got some even smaller. I may have talked about them before. They're called chips or pocket chips. Because the pocket chip actually is a, the little chip computer is like a $9 computer. I buy these things for $9. They're like 800 megahertz. Four, I think they have 4 gigs of RAM, or 4 gigs of storage. Maybe they have 2 gigs of RAM. I don't remember. But it's like an 800 megahertz Linux machine for $9. You just plug it in, micro SD. This one has storage on board, whole nine yards. And so I got it in my mind. And one of the things, there is a setup for these LifeX bulbs that lets them turn on, like, you can do automatic things. And one of the things I want to do is set it up to turn on right before sunset, like the approach bulb. And it's not worth, that thing is not working. I don't know if I need to reset it. Well, there's all sorts of, I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. I'm kind of playing with a black box. It's like something you play with on the app on the phone. And it worked for a while. Now it's not working. I know they have monkeyed with their protocols a few times. Their APIs are a little different. I'm like, you know what? This UDP thing sounds straightforward. If I can figure out the UDP packet format and stuff, I can just put up a Python script on my one of those chips that's floating around the house and just running. And have it control it. And it won't even have to, it'll go out to like figure out when sunset is, but it won't have to go out to the cloud to talk to LifeX to have it come back to my network and turn on my bulb. I'll just turn on the bulb from here. And so I was playing with, they have documented their packet format. I was playing with it the other day. I thought it wasn't working, but it turns out I was changing the bulbs to green, but they were not on. And it wasn't, I wasn't also turning them on. There was a separate packet I had to use for that. So once I turned them on, I realized, hey, they're all green. So I have, I was going to say I've documented, but they've documented the packet format, but I have made that work. And that was just direct commands. I haven't like wrapped, I haven't done the whole script yet, but script in my head. So I'm working on a little Python project right now to, you know, just run a little cron job that'll determine when, sunset is for a given day and turn on the bulb like 10 minutes beforehand or something, or 5 minutes beforehand, and then turn it off in the morning as well. So that'll be cool. And remote control is cool, and remote control internally on your own LAN is very cool. So that's the other little kind of side nerd project that I'm working on right now. And I guess that'll be it. That's plenty long. This is way actually longer than I intended, as is often the case. And I'm actually pretty close to running out of storage on my my Zoom here. Although that's just a matter of me clearing off all the podcasts that are on here. I don't think I've deleted one in forever, so it won't be a problem once I get this done. So that'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find it at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. You can also find me on Twitter. It's Kenzoid. I think Instagram's Ken Kennedy. Yes, I just saw it. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. Facebook, it's ken.kennedy. And Google Plus is, there's a link in the show notes. It's some long, crazy thing. But get in touch with me wherever, and I would love to talk to you. So feel free to leave feedback or comments. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported, a versioning system that I need to review and possibly update. And I think that's it. And we will talk to you again soon, hopefully on board for this time next week. So take care. Bye.